Time now in our pregame show to visit with Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the Beavers. Jim, it's Hall of Fame weekend, and one of the Beavers' own, one of the founding players on the women's roster, Amber Frickland, was inducted into the Hall of Fame today. When you're the leading scorer on one of the first teams and you're still the leading scorer 20-some years later, you probably should be in the Hall of Fame, shouldn't you?
Yeah, she's probably overdue, but really a great honor for her, very deserving. You're right, Schulte. She's you know, after her career, which is, you know, been quite a few years back, she's still the all-time leading scorer, so that's quite a feat.
She'll always be remembered for that, but what are you going to remember about her as a coach?
Oh, just what an outstanding coach she is, what an outstanding person she is, and what she did. She was such a big help to me when I first started here. Her organizational skills are second to none, which was tremendous for me. Just helped out in a lot of different ways, and a great coach. Had a great relationship with the players on the team. You know, related to them. She was someone that they could go see very easily, freely, and she had a really good relationship with every player on the team. So. Yeah, she did a wonderful job, and really, really thankful for everything she did for me and for our program.
There are a handful of players that turn to coaches that can't relate to current players, you know, be it, you know, right after they're done playing or decades later. What made it about her that she was able to relate to everybody yet?
Just her personality. I think that's what comes out. Just, I think the players knew she cared about them as people, you know, and that first and foremost. And she would go out of her way to help them, whether it was you know, stuff on ice, obviously, or academically, or something personal. You know, she would help them, but she would not. One thing about Amber, she would not. You know, when it came to academics, she put it on them to go see their instructor. She kind of gave them some outlines, but she left it up to them to actually do the work, which was a great teaching and learning experience for those players.
Well, isn't that what being a professor, which is what she is now, is all about?
That's right. Yep. Yeah. So now she's on the other side of it. So I know she's teaching a class that quite a few of our players are currently taking. So I know they're in good hands with her.
What did you learn about coaching from her style and what she did?
I just thought she brought a really interesting perspective. Obviously, having played not just here but in the league. And certainly her experiences recruiting, you know, again, having played in Minnesota, you know, just had a lot of connections, knew a lot of the people in Minnesota hockey and USA hockey. But she just brought that, you know, she had a really interesting way of teaching. She handled our penalty kill, and they were always extremely efficient in what they did, and she did a great job with it. And again, she was you could tell the whole group really bought into what she was trying to teach. And you know, she would come up with, you know, there'd be skill days where I just give it to her, and she always had something unique and different, and the players really appreciated that.
Would you like her to still have some eligibility left?
Well, after yesterday, Schulte, yeah, for sure. You know what, anything to help us get pucks in the net, we'll take her.
More with Coach Scanlon when we come back. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with Jim Scanlon. Onto the Huskies, Jim. Looking back at the film, what was the number one thing that you wanted your team to see from yesterday?
Well, we just pointed out a couple things just in terms of things we did that allowed them to get the goals they had. But then we also showed a lot of things we did that created opportunities and maybe what we could do a little differently to help us in that area, particularly stopping at the net. You know, we had a lot of shot volume, but not a lot of second opportunities, not a lot of net front. You know, those are areas that certainly would help when it comes to trying to score on anybody. Certainly a goalie playing as well as she was last night. We just did not get to the net enough, nor did we get many second opportunities. But, again, I like the volume. We just need to do a better job of creating traffic.
How much of what you show on film is, for lack of a better term, positive, and how much is negative?
Oh, it's probably the vast majority is positive for sure. I mean, and we always point out that these are teaching clips. We're not trying to call out individual players. It's just an opportunity for the entire group to learn, and that's how we go about it. But we'll always make sure we show a lot of the positives, a lot of the good things that we did, because that, you know, certainly that's important. But there's always the teaching aspect, and the teaching goes with doing good things as well. We showed a number of clips that you know, we did the little things we talk about all the time, which created opportunities just to reinforce what we're trying to do.
Who is your most fearless, I'm going to go stand in front of the net player?
Probably Taylor Nelson. Yeah, she does a tremendous job of that. Remember last year she deflected one in off her head against the Gophers, just standing in front of the net. And, she's a bulldog. She had a great drive to the net, cut to the net, had a great shot. Really had a solid game for us, I thought.
Is that a character trait that can be taught, or does that just either a player has it or they don't?
I think there's a little bit of both, and we talk about it all the time. But yeah, there's certain players that just have the, you know, they just do it. They'll get there in front of the net, and it's a credit to them. And there's players that'll seem to always drift just a little bit to the outside, and that's obviously not what you want. You want to make sure you're trying to take the goalie's eyes away, and you always try to tell them you want to be a lousy goalie because you don't want to get hit by that puck. But you got to get yourself in front of the net, because that's what's going to create the second opportunities. If goalies in this league see it, they're probably going to stop it, and the really good ones are going to control rebounds, and then you're not going to get that second shot.
Best of luck today.
Thank you.